Hello everybody, welcome to the show. I am your host, Darwin James. Today's episode is recorded on the 5th of June. I hope everyone is doing well, hope you had a good day. And as always, I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. So for today, today's episode is about a man who pretended to be dead for 321 days and has since received a role on the TV show CSI. Now, first, I was thinking, okay, what was it he was doing in order to pretending to be dead for that long? Like, how far did he go with this? But thankfully, it wasn't that bad at all. Josh Nelly, I think I got his last name wrong, but it's spelled N-A-L-L-E-Y, for those who want to know. So Josh is from Kentucky, and he posted a video to his TikTok account every single day for nearly the entire year, pretending to be a dead corpse before landing his dream role as a dead body on CSI. I mean, you know, in terms of acting opportunities or getting an opportunity, that's not the worst way of doing it, you know what I mean? And in terms of stories that involve Hollywood, that's the least concerning story out there. And one that's not going to be like making headlines for all the wrong reasons anytime soon. And I think as well, with the way social media is these days, I know I sound like I'm dating myself here by saying that, but when you got like things like TikTok, which is a global success worldwide, and you got like thousands upon thousands of videos getting posted every single minute of every single day, or every single second rather, of every single day throughout the entire year, it's not a bad idea to, and if your dream is to become an actor or a singer or whatever it may be, any sort of famous profession, if your dream is to break into like the show business route or career, that's not a bad idea. I think that actually works as a great way to actually utilize social media in all the correct ways, and a better way to actually get a name for yourself, at least try to get a name for yourself up there. Some people might look at this and think, oh, that's just lazy, or that's uncreative. Why would you do that? Like, there's many ways of doing it, of getting acting opportunities. Why do you just go to like casting auditions? Why didn't you just spend years in acting school? You know, people are always going to find something to complain about or to nitpick over, because that's just how people are, especially on social media. But in all fairness, this guy, I know it might not seem like it because all he's doing is posting a video on TikTok for like an entire year, but he spent hard work, dedicated as well, he was very dedicated, and several hundred of videos, of himself just lying on the floor, pretending to be dead in hope that he would make it onto a TV show that he actually wanted to be a part of. So, if in terms of following your dreams for what you will, Silver, he did a good job in my opinion, and people should look at what he did in a sense of making proper use of social media as a marketing tool, if you will, as a way to, like, many people do it like these days. Like, obviously you got like OnlyFans that people promote on TikTok and social media in general. You got YouTube accounts people promote. There's ways to market yourself these days. And I think what he did, you know, many people should actually follow in that footstep, if you will, for trying to break into a profession the right sort of way. And to show that hard work, dedication, and commitment can actually pay off in the ways that you actually want it to. At least that's how I see things anyway. I've always been a strong believer in, and I've always been told as well, you put the work in, opportunities will come your way, and you don't take shortcuts, you follow your dreams, and you put as much effort in as you possibly can, and good things will come to you. You know, that's what I've always been told, or that's what I've always thought, at least. Now, 321 days later, the CSI CSI Vegas team, which is the current, the current spin-off or whatever of the CSI TV shows from over the years, the team behind the show actually got in touch with him after they noticed him on social media and offered him a chance to play a dead body in one of their episodes. And while he did an interview, he explained that he had no acting experience, but over time has learned to more convincingly portray a corpse thanks to plenty of practice. And many people would be like, well, you just lay there pretending to be dead. Like, how hard can it actually be? Which, in a way, is not that hard. Like, all you gotta do is remember to lay still, control your breathing, and to make sure that you're, you know, completely in the zone sort of thing, that you know what you're doing, and that you're focusing on just your breathing, so that way it looks more realistic, and no one's going to spot you out, thinking, oh god, this guy's a fraud, or whatever it may be. And Josh explained that, he don't like speaking on camera, but I can lie there and act like I am dead pretty easily. Having done more than 300 of these posts, I have progressed and gotten better. At first, you can see me breathing, like I mentioned then, control your breathing, or that the fake blood that I used looked really bad. I have since gotten rid of using the blood and gotten better at holding my breath. And Josh also said that he figured out the key to a convincing corpse shot was for there to be some movement in the video, so it just doesn't look, so it just doesn't look like the photo. So while he's still in his surroundings, while active and mobile, he's still pretty much playing a corpse. And he says he got the idea after seeing a woman posting hot sauce on TikTok and get a bunch of offers from retailers, which had him wondering if he could possibly do the same thing about playing a dead body on the TV. I mean, you know, this worst place to go about it, so yeah, why not? He did say though, it wasn't all plain sailing during his time on set. He said he accidentally blew one take by having his phone left on, rookie mistake. And naturally, a telemarketer decided to ruin him at the worst possible time. Well, first of all, like, why would you have your phone in your pocket in the first place? Or why would you have your phone in your pocket in the first place? Like, will you just lock it away somewhere? That way then, there's no interferences or anything like that. Like, you probably forgot. Obviously, when you're on set, like a movie or a TV show or whatever maybe, there's loads of different things going on at the same time. And everybody's rushing around trying to do this, trying to do that. And you're there trying to rehearse your role and get into character and make sure that you know how to do your job and you're following the instructions that are given to you. And there's a lot of waiting around as well. So you're probably on this phone for the most part, just chilling while you're waiting for like certain set pieces to be put up and certain camera shots and certain light pieces to be put into position so that way they can actually get rolling on filming a scene. So yeah, accidents do happen. Hopefully this does not like ruin him, like ruin his chances of playing a corpse if he wanted to play a corpse again in the future of any other TV shows or movies or whatever it may be. But he does actually have a day job, which is managing a restaurant. So that's an interesting thing right there. Not only has he got a day job, but he's also got his side gig where he plays a corpse every now and again. But he has had like a number of offers to play a dead body from other productions rather. So who knows, maybe we will see him. Like, if you actually follow his TikTok account, which is at living_dead_Josh. Maybe, yeah, we're just going to ignore that. That's my computer background. I just exited the page and I got music on in the background. I got desktop with music with it, so I do apologise for that interruption. But hopefully he does get more opportunities and we get to see him, well, probably not see him as such, but like, we get to hear that he's doing more opportunities in acting. And he's doing this for a long, long time. While also keeping his day job alive. Acting is a weird, weird profession. Like, I'm not going to pretend I know anything about it. I've done some college projects in the past, none of which I really enjoyed. They were absolutely terrible. At one point, I did one to do with Star Wars, and I was acting in it. Although, the plan originally was not to actually have me acting in the scene. I was just meant to be like, behind the camera or whatever. But unfortunately, one of our friends, who was part of the project, did not turn up on our day in college, so we had to improvise last minute and put me in front of the camera, which is not one of my strong suits. I hate being on camera, even though I plan on doing video podcasting at some point soon, or video YouTubing, whatever you want to call it. So me being on camera is something I need to get used to. But I think I can manage that instead of actually acting. But it's just like, I find everything we're doing just cringy from an acting point of view, which is where you know it's not for you. Like, that's how you know, yeah, maybe not do this as a profession. Which was not my intention, but like I said, I was just hoping to be on set behind the camera, which is what we were supposed to be doing. But of course, our friend did not come into college on that day, so we had to improvise and I had to be on camera, which was not something I was really looking forward to. I think we spent more time trying to convince me to actually get on camera than anything else on that day. I also did one which was like a horror project where, like, if you see the movie Saw, you sort of know the formula where, like, one or two people or more will be seen in a room. They wake up in a room, have no idea where they are, how they got there, what's going on. And then you'll hear a voice, or you'll see a person on screen telling them, like, this is, you gotta pay for your sins or whatever. And then you'll have to, like, find some way of escaping a locked room or whatever. We did things like that. Silly little things, but really, really bad. If I still had access to them, I would probably put them actually on my YouTube channel eventually. Once I create a YouTube channel. Just for like shits and giggles, but unfortunately I don't have access to them. They will be on the college computers. I am no longer in college, so I can't really, I can go there and access it, but I don't remember my password. I don't even know if they're actually on the computer still. And it's just a lot of effort. But hopefully you guys enjoyed today's episode. I quite enjoyed reading the story and finding the effort that this guy went through to actually get on camera quite interesting. And I like that he took the opportunity. Like, you know what? I don't like speaking on camera. I'm not the best. But I can play like a background role, like an extra. So if you want me to do something like that, I will give it my best. And hopefully you would like that and you will want to use me for like other roles, background roles or whatever it may be in the near future. And so far it's paid off for him, so fair play to the lad. Like I said, acting is not as easy as it may be, as it might seem, and you really have to believe in the craft that you're doing in order for it to actually seem real, believable, and not completely filmed in for the most part. So with that being said, thank you all for listening to this episode. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.